listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. I surrender.
Bless you and welcome to the Voice of Victory program again. We're giving God the honor and the glory for allowing us to be here again to preach His Word. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank my Heavenly Father for that. Hallelujah. And let us go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Right now at this very moment. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to thank You and praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. For allowing me to be here again, Father. Father, thanking You, hallelujah, that You give me the opportunity, praise God, and the privilege to be here to preach Your Word. And Father, I am believing, Father, I'm trusting You that we will have the victory today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be again, hallelujah, praise God, here. And, you know, to share the Word of God with you, hallelujah. And today's message, brother and sister, I want to entitle it, In It to Win. Praise God. Again, today's message, I have entitled it, In It to Win. Praise God. And I would like for you to open your Bibles to the First John, hallelujah. And we're going to be reading out of chapter 5, hallelujah. And I'm going to read two verses, praise God. First John, chapter 5, glory be to God, hallelujah. And remember, brother and sister, when we gave ourselves to the Lord, hallelujah, we are in it to win, praise God, this battle, hallelujah. And I thank God for everything. So if you turn your Bible already there, let us read. The Word of the Lord says, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. And the Word of the Lord says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Hallelujah. Remember, brother, hallelujah, the title of this message is In It to Win, praise God. And, you know, praise God, you know, it's really something, praise God, that a lot of times that lying devil, you know, praise God, come up with all kind of schemes, hallelujah, to, praise God, to, you know, to get us distracted, praise God, and go, praise the Lord, hallelujah, you know, just, you know, I guess forget about the Word of God, hallelujah, and put doubt in our hearts and unbelief. But you know what? We're in it to win, brother. You and I, sister, we're in this to win, praise God. And I've often heard people say, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. That's nonsense, praise God. If you play the game right, you'll win. Hallelujah, yes. If you play the game right, you'll win, brother, hallelujah, praise God. Any coach will tell you that part of playing the game, hallelujah, right, is having a winning attitude, praise God. Yes, hallelujah. And let me rephrase that again. Let me say it again, brother. Any coach will tell you that part of playing the game right is having a winning attitude, all right? That's what God wants us, brother, as believers, to have. He wants us to have so much faith in him, hallelujah, that we expect to whip any obstacle that devil brings our way. He wants us to expect to win at the game of life, hallelujah, praise God. So Jesus made sure, brother, hallelujah, that, I mean, he did everything possible so that you and I, glory, hallelujah, would be able to win, hallelujah, in the game of life, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And remember, we're in it to win, brother, hallelujah. We cannot be defeated, glory be to God. And remember, praise God, but you know what? But most of us don't come by that attitude easily. That's right. We're so accustomed to losing that we have to totally change our way of thinking if we want to have a winning mindset. You know, in the book of Ephesians, praise God, Paul, the Apostle Paul, told the church to renew their minds. In Romans, hallelujah, he told them they had to renew their minds also, praise God. Like us, they needed to change their attitudes, praise God, to renew their minds to the fact that Jesus has overcome the world, hallelujah, praise God. That's why we read, hallelujah, right here, that who, in verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you haven't already, you need to do that, brother. Change your mind. Change your mindset. Praise God. Start thinking victory. Start believing victory. Praise God. You need to develop a glorious sense of confidence that says, hey, devil, I'm going to be victorious. And there's not a thing you can do to stop me, praise God. That's right, brother. You got to come to the lying devil and tell him, you know what, Mr. Devil, praise God, I'm going to overcome this obstacle. I'm going to defeat you, praise God, because my elderly brother has already defeated you. And you know what? There is nothing that you can do to stop me. I don't care what problems you bring against me, praise God. I will defeat you because my brother, hallelujah, Jesus, has already defeated you, praise God. And my mind, praise God, I'm going to start thinking this way. I'm going to have confidence, hallelujah, praise God, that I will destroy you, or I will defeat you, better said, hallelujah. I will overcome every obstacle that you bring in my life. I will be able, hallelujah, to overcome it because the word of God tells me that I am more than a conqueror, and devil, I'm in it to win, praise God, and I will not be defeated. I will not take no for an answer, praise God. What the Bible says is mine, it's mine, hallelujah, praise God. Every blessing the Bible has, praise God, it says is mine, praise God. And I will be victorious, and there's nothing, oh, praise God, there's nothing you can do to stop me, praise God. But you might say, yeah, brother Delfino, but you don't know the kind of problems I'm facing, praise God. Well, you know what? I know I don't, but Jesus does. And he said, you should cheer up because he can give you peace in the midst of tribulation, praise God. You know, isn't that awesome how the word of the Lord tells us enter into the rest of God? Praise God. But the only way you'll be able to do that, hallelujah, is to turn over all your cares, praise God, on the Lord, hallelujah. And, you know, yeah, I don't know what you're going through, praise God. You might need a healing. You might need a miracle. You might need a financial breakthrough, praise God. You might need for God to restore your marriage, hallelujah. And guess what? You can accomplish all that. I mean, glory be to God. Hallelujah, brother. My elder brother, hallelujah, Jesus has already destroyed that lying devil's power over you, the authority over you. If you're again born again believer, let me tell you, brother, hallelujah, you can win, hallelujah. You can conquer, praise God. You can defeat, hallelujah. You can jump over these obstacles, praise God, hallelujah. Yeah, brother, but you don't know what I'm going through. Oh, man, praise God. Stop with the pity party, all right? Stop with a pity party, praise God. Start believing, praise God. Start believing, praise God, what Jesus has told us, and start going forward, hallelujah. Start kicking the devil's head in, praise God. Start going forward, hallelujah. I know, praise God, that Jesus knows what you're going through, praise God. And he's telling you today, cheer up. Oh, praise God. I don't know, brother, if I can do that, man. I'm going through some. I'm going to, oh, glory be. My marriage is going down the drain. My children are nothing but drugs. Praise God. Well, cheer up, hallelujah. Trust God. Put him in God's hands. Keep praying for him. Don't give up, praise God, on your children. Don't give up on your husband. Don't give up on your wife, hallelujah. Keep praying for him. God said that you're in it to win, praise God. And you're going to be victorious no matter what, hallelujah, praise God. And you have to cheer up in the midst of your tribulation. You have to cheer up in the middle of your problems, hallelujah. No matter, hallelujah, praise God. You know, Jesus said that when Satan comes against you with everything he has, you should take heart because he's already beaten it. Hallelujah. Jesus has already, he has already overcome, praise God, it, and so can you, praise God. Ain't that wonderful news, hallelujah, that Jesus is telling you, praise God, look, I've overcome, you can do it too, praise God, because I'm with you, the Word of God is with you, the Holy Ghost is with you, the anointing is with you, God is with you, praise God, hallelujah. I'm telling you, there is no way that you and I can lose, praise God, hallelujah. God wants, hallelujah, praise God, God wants us to win, hallelujah, in this game of life, praise God. And I'm using that term, hallelujah, so you can understand, praise God. When you go into a fight, hallelujah, when you go into play football or basketball, whatever, you're in it to win. I had not seen nobody yet going in there say, hey man, let's lose, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord, let's lose, hallelujah. I have never seen, hallelujah, a boxer going to a boxing ring and start saying, praise God, hey man, I'm going to box and I'm going to lose, praise the Lord. I never seen nobody, praise God, looking to get sick, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God. Are you listening? Praise God. Hallelujah. Open up your ears. Praise God. You can defeat that lying devil, brother. You can defeat, hallelujah, whatever obstacle he's put in your life. You can destroy it. You can overcome it. So cheer up. Praise God. We're in it to win, brother. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. You know, 1 John 5:5 puts it this way. Listen. Praise God. Remember what I just read. This is the way he puts it. Look. Listen. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you know what that scripture really means? You know what it means? It means that if you are a born-again believer, you have an absolute right to be a winner, to overcome every aspect of this evil world, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. You got to think about that, hallelujah. Meditate on it, hallelujah. Start developing a winning attitude today, praise God. Because let me tell you, we need to, brother, you and I, as children of God, we have a right, praise God, to expect to win. We have a right to overcome, praise God, the evil of this world. We have a right to be more than conquerors, praise God. Why? Because you're saying it, Brother Dino? No, hallelujah, because the Word says it, hallelujah. We can defeat, I mean, you and me, praise God, together. You, hallelujah, praise God, can defeat, hallelujah, whatever problems in your life. And don't turn that radio off and change that dial, praise God. Keep listening to the Word of God, hallelujah. I know some of you are tired, praise God. I know some of you might say, well, I'm too old to keep going forward. Well, let me tell you, praise God, the older you get in the outside, the newer, hallelujah, you get in the inside, praise God. Paul said it, not me, hallelujah. He said, as our outer man deteriorates, hallelujah, our inner man, starts to renew itself, praise God. But you have to change, hallelujah. You have to change your way of thinking. You have to change your attitude, praise God. Yeah, brother, I've been a loser all my life. Well, stop talking that way, praise God. Stop talking that way, praise God. Start changing your vocabulary. Start saying that you will become more than a conqueror. That you are, that you will win, hallelujah. That you're more than a conqueror because the Word of God tells us, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. We have to have that attitude, praise God. You need to change that attitude, praise God. I have to change that attitude. Every born-again believer has a right, hallelujah, to conquer, praise God. Jesus said his word. He said, you are more than conquerors, praise God. You are more than conquerors. Glory be to God. Pardon me for shouting. Glory, hallelujah, praise God. Man, that's enough to make me have church here all by myself, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And let me tell you, no matter what kind of, praise God, problems that lying devil bring, praise God, against you, you will, praise God, hallelujah, overcome. Think about that. Meditate on it. Start developing a winning attitude today, praise God, hallelujah. Now, there's some other scriptures I would like for you to read, praise God. I might get into it, and if I don't, you do it on your own, praise God, personal time with the Lord, hallelujah. Every time you dedicate, praise God, time to God, hallelujah, you stay focused, brother and sister. The Word of God says, hallelujah, remember that Paul told the Ephesians, praise God, hallelujah, that they had to renew their minds, hallelujah. He told the church of Ephesus that they had to renew their minds, praise God. He told the church of Rome, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, that they had to change their way of thinking, praise God, and praise the Lord, hallelujah. Why? Glory be to God. Why? Because, brother, you and I, hallelujah, have been in this world for so long, hallelujah. You could say it's natural to flow, hallelujah, with the current of the world. But see, when you and I accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, we have to start doing things God's way, not the way the world does it, not the way you used to do it before. Every time, hallelujah, before you gave yourself to the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, the first thing you did when you got sick, you'd run to a doctor, didn't you? Praise God. Now we have to trust God. We have to trust, I mean, we have the doctor of doctors, praise God. We have a praise God, hallelujah, God Almighty on our side, hallelujah. Now, like I said, praise God, in Romans chapter, praise God, 8, let's read a couple of verses, praise God, from there, and then we'll come back, maybe, hallelujah, to read this. But before we go to the to Romans, let's read that verse again, chapter 5, verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Oh, praise, oh man, I was going to go, but let me tell you, praise God. Oh, I'm just so excited, hallelujah, about the Word of God. I want to stir up that faith in you today, praise God, because it's there, brother and sister. It's in there. Glory be to God, hallelujah. The faith of God is in there, not something that looks like it or a carbon copy of it, praise God. No, the faith of God is in your heart, praise God, hallelujah. And that's why Jesus tells you that you can overcome, praise God. We can overcome, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I mean, we can, hallelujah. You know what? Sometimes I kind of giggle, praise, or chuckle, hallelujah, because I see that lying devil is trying his best, hallelujah, to destroy us, hallelujah, but he can't. He can't, praise God. He is so dumb that if he was any dumber, he'd be walking backwards, hallelujah. And remember what I told you before? He's so dumb that if you don't tell him what you're going to do, praise God, he don't know what you're going to do. Some of you might be saying to each other, well, I'm going to fast tomorrow. Boy, you done told the lying devil, praise God, that you were going to fast. So he's going to make sure that he's going to come against you. Oh, well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, open your Bibles to the, praise God, 8th chapter of Romans, praise God. Chapter 8 of Romans, praise God. If you cannot go to there, write the scriptures down, hallelujah. I want to read about glory be to God, about 8 or 9 verses here, hallelujah. I need for you to, praise God, start thinking, hallelujah, you have to have a winning attitude, praise God. You have to have that attitude, praise God, in order to you know, bind that lying devil, destroy him, praise God, destroy his works, hallelujah. Now, in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, now listen very carefully, hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, hallelujah, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. This scriptures could go with the scriptures that we just read. And it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, hallelujah. Now, let's jump to verse 31. It says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? My God, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. If God's for you, who's going to be against you? Nobody, hallelujah, praise God. And he told Joshua, hallelujah, no man shall stand before thee and be able to defeat you, hallelujah. You shall surely defeat them, praise God. Now, glory be to God. Now, listen to verse 32, that he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Boy, God delivered his son for you. He delivered his son for me, praise God. He delivered for all of those who want to, praise God, accept him as Lord and Savior. And they said, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Oh, glory, praise God. Let's keep reading, glory, hallelujah. Let's go all the way to verse 37. Now listen. Praise God. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, praise God. Brother, if that doesn't seal it, hallelujah, I don't know what will, praise God. That lying devil was trying his best, hallelujah, to make you doubt, hallelujah, praise God. Brother Dino, but you don't know what I'm going through. Oh man, don't stop with that, praise God. Stop with that, glory be to God. Don't bring that in, praise God. I mean, stop with the pity party, okay? Hallelujah. God's giving you the authority, God has given you the power, hallelujah. God has given you his faith. God has given you his word. God has given you Jesus. God has given you the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, you cannot fail. Hallelujah. You cannot be defeated. Glory be to you. It might look like we're going to be defeated. Some people say, well, I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. You know what? God did not call you or me to be mountain climbers. Listen carefully, praise God. He called us to be mountain movers. Hallelujah. So remove that mountain. Remove that obstacle from before you. Hallelujah. Jesus said it. He said, say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall obey you. If you don't doubt in your heart, Praise God. There's a song there. Hallelujah. Says, I'm climbing up on the rough side of the mountain. Praise God. No, God didn't call you to climb no mountain. God said, move it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Speak to it and move it. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings and I don't want to offend nobody. Praise God. But Jesus, he didn't tell us to climb those mountains. Praise God. He said, remove them. Praise God. Move them from out of the way. Glory be to God. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. Moving mountains. Praise God. Moving the earth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you agree, brother, hallelujah, shout amen, praise God, hallelujah. God didn't call you, praise God, to climb mountains. Praise God, let the mountain climbers do that, praise God. You start moving them, praise God. You tell the lying devil, praise God, I'm going to start, praise God, I'm going to be victorious. I'm going to be victorious. Say that with me. Say it with me. I am going to be victorious. Again, I am going to be victorious. One more time. I'm going to be victorious, praise God. And devil, there's nothing that you can do to stop me, praise God. Tell him that. Yeah, tell him out loud. And there's nothing, devil, that you can do to stop me because I will conquer. I will defeat you. I will overcome this problem. Hallelujah. I will, praise God, overcome this tribulation. Hallelujah. Why? Because the word of God tells me that I can overcome this. Hallelujah. Praise God. God didn't call me to lay down. Praise God. And stay down. Praise God. No. God called me to be more than a conqueror. You have to obey me, devil. So right now, I'm going to bind you. I'm going to destroy your strongholds. Hallelujah. I'm going to destroy, hallelujah, praise God, your stronghold, my husband, my wife, my kids. Hallelujah. My boss, hallelujah. I'm going to draw a stronghold of my finances, praise God. Because you have given me the power. You know that God has given you the power to prosper? In the book of Psalms, the Lord says that he is pleased with the prosperity of his saint, of his servant. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you right now, praise God, that I even though it's a little hard on me, but I'm going to start trusting God, hallelujah. You tell that lying, speak to that lying devil, glory be to God. Tell them that you are not a mountain climber, that you are a mountain mover, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, glory, tell them that you are not the defeated one, that you are the conqueror, praise God. You start telling the lying devil, speak to him, praise God. Don't be afraid to talk to your dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tell them, break the back of dead. Praise God. Start telling the line up. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I destroy that stronghold. Praise God. Talk to him. Praise God. Speak to him. Praise God. You know what? That's what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Speak unto the mountain. He didn't say, think about it. He didn't say, whisper. He said, speak to that mountain and tell it to be removed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Remember, hallelujah, praise God, that you have the right. Oh, praise God, I hope that this penetrates your heart. Praise God, that, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that if you're again believer, brother, hallelujah, praise God, you have an absolute, hallelujah, right to be a winner, praise God, to overcome every aspect of this evil world, hallelujah. Praise God. Now you have to start thinking about it. Meditate on it. Praise God. Start developing a winning attitude today. Right now. Right now. Right now. Praise God. When I go off the air. Praise God. Hallelujah. Start reading what are the scriptures I just gave you. John. 1 John 5:5. Praise God. Romans 8:28 to the 39th verse. Go over it and go over it and go over it until your mind and your spirit, hallelujah, and your feelings, hallelujah, and your soul, everything starts to line up with the word of God. You know what? The lying devil don't want you to open that Bible. The lying devil don't want you to start reading this, praise God. Some of you might just, you know, as soon as I'm off the air, praise God, some of you might go back to doing what you were doing, praise God. Yeah, brother, but somebody's got to wash the dishes. Somebody's got to do the barbecue, praise God, hallelujah. Somebody's got to prepare for lunch, praise God. You remember, glory be to God, my time's running out. You remember when Jesus went into Martha's house? When Jesus went to Martha's house and you know, Mary was there with Martha, praise God. And when Jesus went into the house, Mary automatically, hallelujah, dropped like a sack of rocks, praise God, right beside Jesus to hear the word of Jesus. And Martha was so preoccupied, hallelujah, about who's going to cook, who's going to serve you, who's going to give you the lemonade, who's going to give you the coke, who's going to give you, praise God. And she went to Jesus and started to complain about it. And Jesus said, Martha, Martha, praise God, trouble, praise God, you are He said, man, praise God, you are so busy and you are so preoccupied about things. But let me tell you, Mary chose what is needful. He said, Mary chose what is needful, praise God. Yeah, I know you might be getting ready to prepare lunch or you're preparing breakfast or whatever, praise God. But take a little time and say, Father, I'm going to stop for a moment here, praise God. I'm going to stop for a moment. Some of you, praise God, you're ready to close that Bible, hallelujah. So don't close it. Start reading, praise God. Some of you, you know, getting ready to go and mow your lawn or whatever, praise God. Let me tell you, you have to start spending word. You have to start spending time in the word, praise God. Excuse me. You have to start spending time with God. You have to start, you know, the grass will be cut, the dishes will be washed, praise God. You know, so God can send somebody to treat you, for praise God. So give God first place in your life, hallelujah. Start, praise God, start developing, hallelujah. Start developing a winning attitude today, not later today, not tomorrow, not tonight, praise God. Start doing it right now, praise God. Oh, glory be to God. We're in it to win, brother, hallelujah. Are you listening? Are you listening? Praise God. We are in it to win, hallelujah, for the honor and the glory of God. I read a few scriptures for you, brother, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. But I want you to read on your own time, praise God. You might say, well, I'm getting ready to go to church, praise God. Well, glory be to God. It's all right for you to get ready to go to church. But read that word. Read that word, hallelujah, praise God. Read what we just read, brother, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5, and Romans 8, 28 to the 39th verse, praise God. Or, you know, complete, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And just start saying, you know what, my God. God, I did not, praise God. Start, hallelujah, start, praise God. Tell the lying devil, I am a born-again believer. I'm a child of God. I have an absolute right to win, to defeat you. I have an absolute right to be more than a conqueror, and I shall, praise God. Philippians 4:13 tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Let me tell you, hallelujah, praise God, that you can do it. You can do it. You're in it to win. I'm in it to win, praise God. We are in it to win, glory be to God, hallelujah. And let me tell you, praise God. God, hallelujah, call me, praise God. If you need prayer at the end of the program, we'll be giving you a toll-free number. And for the brothers and sisters, and you know what? Let me say something, and I know this might, you know, get you maybe a little bit upset, but let me tell you, if you are not a Christian, you have not accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, praise God, I want you to call me. I want to pray for you, glory be to God. I want to praise for you because God can heal you, even though you might not be a Christian. God can heal you too, praise God. Jesus did it to a lot of people who were not Christians, who did not believe God. The only thing they heard about God was when Jesus started to talk about it, praise God. But I'm not going to go too much into that. I want you to call me, praise God, hallelujah. At the end of the program, hallelujah, praise God, call me. And we'll be, you know, if I cannot get to the phone, my wife and sisters and brothers there are, you know, waiting for your call, glory be to God. So don't, hallelujah, don't waste the opportunity, praise God, to call me, hallelujah, or call, praise God, the prayer line, hallelujah. And let us pray. Let us pray. Praise God for you, hallelujah, for the honor and the glory of God. Man, I see my time's running out again. Glory be to God. And I just want to, you know, if this program is a blessing in your life, why don't you let us know? Let us know, praise God, and write to us, glory be to God. We'll also give you our praise God, a mailing address, hallelujah. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from you on the phone or a letter, hallelujah, praise God. We need to hear from you, praise God. And I see my time's running out again, glory be to God. So, you know what? We're in to win. We cannot be defeated. We cannot lose, hallelujah, praise God. So if the Lord has not come for us yet, hallelujah, we'll be back again next Saturday. God bless you, praise God. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delfino Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and the future. For more information, call 772-335-3231.